stop it, no. Muzzle me, muzzle, muzzle me. By my will and break of me. And you try, you try, you try to prevent it. You'll try, but you'll never stop it, no.
Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my drink. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
My love for you is not dead. My love for you is not dead. My love for you is not dead. My love for you is not dead.
Not dead, not dead, not dead, not dead.
Standing on the main deck, looking at the lifeboats, people writing down messages. Just in time to see a yacht roll by. Now did you wave hello to me, or did you wave bye-bye? I don't mind. Every teardrop I shed. I don't mind. My love for you's not dead. Down at the cemetery, that is where we're forced to work. And everybody treats me as if I was some kind of jerk. I was leaning on my shovel just in time to see a hearse roll by. Now did you wave hello to me?
Welcome to the medicine show.
Ah, yes.
How are you, Jason?
Doing great. Yourself?
The medicine show is on CITR 101.9 FM and also streaming online at CITR.ca. We are broadcast, telecast, podcast, wherever you want to go for it. But we're on CETA Coast Salish territories.
And I was going to say, my name is Jason Lawrence. That's DJ Ray. I'm here with Miguel Elu Lopez.
Yo.
How you doing? This is a variety show with the goal of broadcasting the life-supporting energy of love created by music, laughter, and insight. So we are broadcasting, webcasting, and podcasting on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land.
We thank you for having our broadcast.
Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. And these territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. These nations have millennia-old protocols for welcome, blessing, and acknowledgments on their territories. A people whose traditions have been communal and rooted in spiritual ceremonies and values. Bless them for sharing so much of what they bring, what they stand on and stand for. We thank you humbly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. And so tonight we are listening to the wonderful sounds of part of the Diba Ensemble, which is a six-piece Persian ensemble of traditional instruments. And we're also welcoming King Ed tonight. So King Ed is a folk rock band from Vancouver, BC, composed of three musicians. They all do a bunch of stuff, different stuff, from singing to playing keys, saxophones, and drums, and of course playing guitar. Because let's be honest, who doesn't play guitar these days? King Ed bring their intimate songs and playful stage banner to any venue that would let them stay long enough for them to play a few songs, no matter if they're plugged in at a loud pub in Vancouver or unplugged in a quiet afternoon at a coffee shop in the Kootenays. You can search Bandcamp for their music to download. Band members Mayel Tebo, Emmanuel Fonseca, and Ty Flamenc. Please welcome King Ed. And you've just been listening to the music of the Diba Ensemble. Thanks, guys. They'll be back on in a little while. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Mm-hmm. All right. So, that was to bring us in nicely. And here we have with us...
King Ed. What up, boys?
King Ed. All right. Lovely to have you guys in here tonight.
Yeah.
And so what we're going to do real quick is... we're going to listen to a song from last week's guest, Chicken Like Birds.
Chicken Like Birds.
We'll be right back.
Stuck in the past, I am
Medicine Show.
That was the Chicken Like Birds, which you can Google there.
So what up, boys?
We are here with King Ed, Your Excellency. And so we brought him in the intro already. What song are you going to start us off with?
We're going to go with Walk Away.
Okay. And do you need a mic too?
We need a mic for. Okay.
And yeah, look forward to get right a speaker.
There. All right, let's take it away, boys.
Let me go or walk away. Don't turn around, my dear. With my suitcase, I'm on the case, living with no fear. But full of doubt, I'm on my way, holding back a tear. And I know that I can't stay, I need to disappear. Walk away, just walk away, I need to go today. I'll take the train to anywhere, to anyone who cares. My time has come with no delay, but I won't say goodbye. I close my eyes, where should I pray? To a God that I deny. It's too late for regrets. Get in that train and go. No better time to reset my head against the window. Walk away, just walk away, I need to go today. I'll take this train to anywhere, to anyone who cares. Landscape change like a movie set, getting ready for a new scene that could help me to forget what happened on the screen. My train arrives like a new start, give it another try to clear my mind and follow my heart. You never have to say goodbye. Walk away, just walk away, I need to go today. I'll take this train to anywhere, to anyone who cares. Walk away, just walk away, I need to go today. I'll take this train to anywhere, to anyone who cares. Walk away, just walk away, I need to go today. I'll take this train to anywhere, to anyone who cares.
Thank you.
Whoa!
Thank you.
That's so beautiful.
Thank you, King Ed.
Yes.
Your so, guys, how's your music? How's your music, mate? How you cook your music?
How do we cook it?
Bit of love.
Yeah, bit of love. mostly, just yeah. But so, I don't know.
Yeah, well, usually because we all write music, so someone usually just bring something to the table, and then we all add something to it after, add some spices.
And then
we just stir it and just become a mess. And it's like, okay, we should try something else.
Almost always helps.
Yeah, that's, yeah. It's not that good.
And if you're just following us, you can also follow us on Twitter at Van Medicine Show. That's at Van Medicine Show. Right now, we've got about 133 followers.
Awesome.
Nice. So there you go.
Well, we're going to play it like a telethon and beg for followers, because that's how they do. They do this sort of system where you're graded and valued by your likes and your tweets and your followers. It's kind of a silly system. I don't. So please give to the Medicine Show by subscribing to our YouTube channel. Help support, reach out, give. I want to know how the King Ed came up with the name for the band. You guys,
it's
King Edward fans, or
yeah, we like monarchy and stuff.
Or who lives in King Edward's?
No, so we actually I live with that gentleman, separate bedrooms.
Yeah.
I mean,
we live somewhere. We're not gonna say where.
Oh, you mean on the street?
The street,
we live on the street.
Yeah. Hence,
we actually live close to Queen Elizabeth Park, so we should have.
It should have been QE.
Yeah, QE, but.
Or the Queen of the King, but then that's kind of weird.
Originally, as an offshoot, we decided to call ourselves King Ed and the American Eagles. But then we dropped it because we were like, that's too much.
It's
silly.
It's
silly.
Yeah, it's
reality.
Actually silly.
Well, we're not silly, it's the thing.
We see
We're silly, we're not silly. Sorry.
Yeah. But yeah.
Wow. Well, so there you go. Here we go. Excellent. Is this the next song coming up?
Yeah.
900 Miles.
So 900 Miles is actually on the main track on the EP we just released 3 weeks ago.
Nice.
You can find online as well.
Yeah, at Bandcamp, right?
Yep.
Bandcamp.
Search King Ed.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And you'll find like King Edward, you'll find like Shiloh's.
No, on Bandcamp specifically. You have to go. Because if you. I tried too. I Googled King Ed. I got a lot of stuff on King Edward.
Sure.
But anyway.
Okay. Sure.
We just asked you to take 30 minutes. And
it's
just
not,
really
it's
dig
not, it's
Google.
From
the,
to be clear, whatever you find is almost always from this guy.
Yeah.
So. This guy is a little unhinged. Anyhow.
All right.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Miles from my
on you, my girl. Diamond ring, hit the train, runs me right. I'll be home by tomorrow night.
Thanks, King Ed.
Thank you.
We're actually going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
It's the Medicine Show.
Medicine Show.
On CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
CITR.ca.
My name is Sahad, the president of UBC Persian Club.
And this is Yasaman, the VP admin.
UBC Persian Club is a non-profit student organization with the goal of empowering the Iranian community at UBC by acting as a social hub for Iranian students, bringing together diverse members of the community who have a common interest in Iranian culture, and nurturing and representing the Iranian community in Vancouver.
We have monthly member-exclusive events, Pelon, we screen documentary movies and short films by Iranian directors with English subtitles. Music gatherings, a series of casual music gatherings at which students can play different types of instruments, and sports events and game nights.
Our regular events are member exclusive, and you will receive 25% discount on our annual events. You can visit us at ubcpc.com or email us through info@ubcpc.com.
Or you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
All right. This is CITR 101.9. On the Medicine Show, hey Miguel, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm going to hear me getting it.
Yo! What up?
That's right. So, guys, what's been on your mind for when you write songs? Do you guys like write about like a particular theme, or is it what's been on your mind lately?
Well, lately...
Well, we just did a big tour.
Yeah, we
so
went to.
We spent a lot of time on the road.
Yeah,
that's a big.
You know, it's just,
nice.
We're on the road, you know.
Yeah, it's life on the road. We call it life
you
on the road.
Who is the bad driver of between
the
three?
Who's the bad driver?
I'm the only driver, so I can.
That makes him the worst. I drive,
but he drives sick.
I'm the best and
guys,
the worst.
Focus, focus. Question. Main question. Yeah. What are we thinking about? There's like, you know, love, heartbreak, that kind of usual, the perennial things. Right?
Yeah, it's
things that everyone feels. At some point.
We have to go through the breakup songs. It's kind of like the huge.
Rite of passage.
Yeah, and show that we had girlfriends.
They say it's better to have loved and lost than not to have loved at all,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
he gets it.
And so, in all of this, what song has do you feel that's expressed, like, been on your mind in particular? That's expressed how you feel lately.
Whoa.
Like, what are you guys thinking about? And then you express in the song, so that song's on your mind.
You mean in terms of, like, so not songs we've written, but songs that we just listen to?
Well, I was thinking more of something that you've written because you had to get it out on paper. Which one is on your mind lately? You're liking to play.
I think, I don't know. Passers By was on my mind. And I think it could be nice to play it next.
Nice segue.
Yeah, the one we're about to play.
That was my point. Excellent. All right. So, what song is that called?
Passers By.
Excellent. Passers By.
Passers By.
Passers By.
Passers By.
We've done a little instrument change. Now Mael's on the slide guitar.
And now I'm on the regular acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
Just same.
Yeah. And I'm still forcing the keys.
And he's so. Still, yeah. In the...
No choice.
Okay, here we go. You guys ready to go?
Yeah, I'm good.
2, 3, 4. By, it's just my time of the season. If you care to know, I think you'll go and find a lover. He's just like me, and I'm like 3 or 4 others. But I'll wait, still I'll wait, and I'll wait, but I ain't that strong. Nothing, oh nothing, says I'm right till I stop being wrong. But I don't mind, no not at all. Take your advice, so it isn't nice, that's what I'm doing. Leave my words, cut them into thirds, and just start chewing. Peace of mind, I've got the time to start explaining. It wasn't me, in time you'll see just what I'm saying. But I'll wait, still I'll wait, and I'll wait, but I ain't that strong. Nothing, oh nothing, says I'm right till I stop being wrong. I don't mind, I'm not at all. Says I'm right till I stop being wrong. But I don't mind, no not at all.
Thank you.
So beautiful, guys.
Thanks,
thank
King
you.
Ed, again. So that is actually the song that's been on my mind for a while.
Wow.
And you want to talk about the making of the video for that? Because that's the one where you guys are all...
So that's actually the road trip.
Yeah. That was our tour. We called our Western Canada tour.
Yeah.
We did one city.
It has been dubbed as the
just
Eastern
one
Canada.
Yeah.
We're not that big.
well.
I mean...
They drove out to Langley.
Yeah. We drove through Langley.
We went to Nelson.
Where'd you go? Yeah,
Nelson.
We went to Nelson, BC.
Nice.
Beautiful Nelson.
Beautiful spot.
Have you guys been?
I have heard so many stories about Nelson.
Oh yeah, it's a very mythical city.
Like, oh yeah, man. Oh yeah.
Only gone as far as Grand Forks.
Sure. Yeah. And as the video shows, I mean, a good chunk of it is us on the road. You know, laughing, giggling, seeing some stuff.
Playing games.
Yeah. Playing a whole lot of games.
So I like it's life. A very...
Yeah, you know, just...
You almost feel like you know these people when you watch the video.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we hardly ever speak to each other, but
we're just regular guys. We're just like you. Like,
yeah. I mean,
but better.
Pretty much.
But so much better. So, it was great. We were there for a few days, hung out with a friend.
Yeah, and we went to Nelson, Castlegar, to get some gas.
nice.
I mean, we can't really list all the cities.
It's too many. It's lots of memories.
Yeah,
it
was good.
Just good, clean fun.
You're speaking French, right?
Yeah.
Want to say something? Mm-hmm. Say something in French to maybe some relatives or hello. Welcome to the Medicine Show or something.
Bienvenue au Medicine Show. Maman t'a dit que t'allais venir, que t'allais m'écouter, mais il est trop tôt pour toi. Donc, et puis oui, on s'appelle Kinget. On est au Medicine Show tonight, ce soir.
All
right. I'm losing my French.
Wow.
Nice.
Say hello to someone back home, like that's sitting around listening to the radio station right now.
Hi mom and dad.
You got anything to say? Anybody out there? Any shout outs?
Yeah, sure. Hey, mom, dad, Leo, Denise, all the family and friends back home.
I forgot my sister.
Back in Boston and in Columbia, please. You know, thank you for listening and love you guys. Thanks.
Right on. What's the next song you guys want to play?
We're gonna play Waiting for Morning Lights. It's a song about not being able to sleep, and so you just wait for morning lights. And so yeah, it's just basically a song about stupid stuff you think of when you can't sleep.
Welcome to my show, the late night show.
There you go.
Yes, after this, DJ Ray plays a whole night
sounds
of that, you know, that...
That's pretty much it. It's pretty much drum and bass.
Waiting for the light.
For morning lights.
Close. Waiting for morning light.
Almost there.
Going to the light.
Yeah.
Waiting.
King Ed in the Medicine Show.
Fall asleep in your arms one more time. I like to fall asleep in your arms one last time, but I'm gone too far away. Overnight, for no reason, and you went on your way. Over the years, for no reason, and I went morning lights to hit my face, and I wait, lying down at the same place, and I wait for the morning lights to hit my face, and I wait, lying down at the same place, at the city light. Through the blinds, create shadows for my mind. When the rest is hard to find, the obsession to look behind. I see a blade in the sky, and wonder where they are going, cause right now I wanna fly anywhere without asking, and I wait morning light to hit my face, and I wait, oh, wait, lying down at the same place, and I wait, oh, wait, for the morning light to hit my face, and I wait, oh, wait, lying down at the same place. I'm lying down on my bed, and I hear the wind singing along to all those songs in my head, telling me what's right or wrong. I like to hear the music of your hand on my skin. It makes me shiver like if I was sick, like the strings of a violin. And I wait, oh, I wait for the morning light to hit my face. And I wait, oh, I wait, lying down at the same place. And I wait, oh, I wait for the morning light to hit my face. And I wait, oh, I wait.
Excellence, your excellency.
King Ed. Very
in the
nice.
Menace is shown in 101.9.
Yes.
CITR.
That's
what you're listening to. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back.
After these messages.
Yeah.
Make tea in space, live from the UBC Longhouse. May 19th, 1 to 4 p.m. Join us for a special live taping of the podcast Métis in Space from the UBC Longhouse on unceded Musqueam territory. Admission is free and light refreshments will be provided. This May 19th, 1 to 4 p.m. And thank you to this event's sponsors, the First Nations and Indigenous Studies Program, the Vancouver Indigenous Media Arts Festival, and CITR.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Sabbath with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
Salam. Ruzetun bekhair. My name is Sahand, the president of UBC Persian Club.
And this is Yasaman, the VP admin.
UBC Persian Club is a non-profit student organization with the goal of empowering the Iranian community at UBC by acting as a social hub for Iranian students, bringing together diverse members of the community who have a common interest in Iranian culture and nurturing and representing the Iranian community in Vancouver.
We have monthly member-exclusive events, Pelon, we screen documentary movies and short films by Iranian directors with English subtitles. Music gatherings, a series of casual music gatherings at which students can play different types of instruments, and sports events and game nights.
Our regular events are member-exclusive and you will receive 25% discount on our annual events. You can visit us at ubcpc.com or email us through info@ubcpc.com.
Or you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Thank you.
they asked me, where's your woman? I said she went down south. Things had got a little cold around here, so she went down south. Going. I said I'm heading down south. See my lover, she went away, and we still have a few more words to say. Down south where I will find the sun. Looking for the girl with the love potion. South where I will find the sun. I'm going south cause she's the only one. Down south where I'll find the warm blue ocean. Looking for the girl with the love potion. Love potion. Got a call a few hours ago, and I still have many more miles to get down south. But now I know love is a guarantee. My woman's warmed up, she's waiting for me down south. Down south where I will find the sun. I'm going south, but she's the only. South where I'll find the warm blue ocean. Looking for the girl with the love potion. South where I will find the sun. I'm going south cause she's the only one. Down south where I'll find the warm blue ocean. Looking for the girl with the love potion. Love potion. Love potion. Love potion.
right. That was Byzantine Blue, who were on the show. Byzantine. And we have now switched up the bands. We're back on the Medicine Show.
Hello.
And so Deep Ensemble has set up. We have, they'll be performing at a show called Together Alone on Friday, May 29th at the Roy Barnett Recital Hall at UBC. Original material created by the band members Hossein Maimani and Paman Rohande. Rohande? Paman Rohande. Rohande. Rohande.
Good job.
Ah. Google Diba Ensemble to find out more. That's D-I-B-A Ensemble to find out more about Diba Ensemble. And so,
What does Diba mean?
Delightful. Delightful?
Delightful.
Delightful. Yeah. So, on the hand drums, we have Mohammed Sayedi. On the vocals, we have Aref Bolan Nazar. And another singer, Puya Motamedi. On the oud. Is Navi Goldrick, and on the sitar is Payman Rohande, and of course on the other sitar is Hossein Maimani, and they have brought a camera person with them called Mal. How you doing, Mal?
Hey, Romo.
Hello, and thank you for coming in and filming. Diba Ensemble, thank you guys for coming in. How's everybody doing?
Doing great.
Perfect. Doing great. Okay, does anybody want to say hello in Persian?
Can we say it all together?
Everybody say hello together.
Salam!
Salam!
Nice.
Yeah.
Salam.
That wasn't a good
merci, word. Merci.
Salam, salam. Dorud.
Right on. And how about, could you guys say something about, like, welcome to the Medicine Show in Persian? We'll get that for later, and, you know, okay. we'll loop it over and over later or something.
سلام به همه دوستان عزیزی که الان دارن به ما گوش میدن به برنامه مدیسین شو ونکوور خوش اومدین 101.9 ما با بچه های گروه دیبا انسامبو یا همون گروه دیبا به فارسی خودمون قسمتی از برنامه 29 رو براتون اجرا میکنیم برای همه شمایی که اونجا نشستین و گوش میکنین آرزوی سلامتی و موفقیت میکنیم
Thank you Great Okay So Hossein Are you going to be starting us out?
Yeah, we can do that. Payman and I will play a very short intro, and then the full band will go on.
Sounds great. Now, this is going to be a soundscape, so get comfortable. It's going to be a few minutes. Go ahead.
Oh, no.
to show. ما را دو سه ساغر بده با گورم زان باش یا 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 یا
Hypnotic in a way, you know? Takes you to another land far off. I wanted to ask this show that you guys are putting together. You mentioned that the show that you're doing together alone and has had that the concept has, you know, the words together and alone has different meanings to each person, but as a concept, the show, it's and the writing, it's inspired by historical figures such as Rumi, mm-hmm. amongst other thinkers. So can you tell us about the theme of the show?
Yeah. So the title of the show, Together Alone, like I mentioned before, has different meanings based on the person that's talking about the title. However, the general theme of the show is inspired by the writings of some of the greatest Sufis in Persia or Iran, such as Rumi, Hafiz, Sa'di. And then the entire content was created by either myself or Peyman. We'd like to think that this is not very much traditional Persian music, but a very progressive way of looking at Persian music.
Sort of a different vision into it, for sure.
And a lot of the traditional Persian songs, are they more love songs and songs about history? And this is more about philosophy and that type of thing?
Well, it's not necessarily just, I'd say from a musical perspective, right? From a rather technical perspective, mm-hmm. the way we've seen Persian music is a little bit more forward thinking than what you would usually see in North America, maybe. That's what I'd like to think. I don't know how true that is. Yeah.
Well, that's always a welcome thing in this culture. And so...
I have a question. Sure. Like, how Diba met each other? How this ensemble came together?
I think Peyman and Muhammad should answer that question.
Well, basically, me and Muhammad, actually, before starting the band, we used to play together. And... Mainly because of a Persian music ensemble in UBC, we met and we played a concert together, and we started thinking of starting a band and doing some serious stuff.
And then we actually met our dear friend Anoush. Well, he's not here with us at this show, but he played the bass sitar and also the sitar. And we played a little concert together. That was when we actually met Hussein first. Well, I met Hussein through Muhammad. It's a really, yeah. But after that little show, we started like, you know, well, this is it. I guess we are finally like, you know, good musical mates here. And everybody like, you know, sort of was thinking in a certain way. And like a lot of similarities, a lot of common stuff. And then we started the band. And yeah, that's
actually,
how we started.
There's a funny story, because the way Muhammad actually found me, I recorded some video with my cell phone and I posted it on Facebook. And then next thing I know, this guy adds me on Facebook, and then he sends me a message that, hey, do you want to like join us in our band? And next thing I know, I'm spending more than half my time with these guys. And
nice.
It's been almost 2 years now, and it's great.
More than 2 years. That's
yeah.
Awesome. How old are you? My first year, I'm from Mexico. My first year in Canada, I was living with a Persian family.
Oh, nice.
And it was very interesting because the kid was learning to play the drums, and because the mom wanted him.
Yeah.
But this is my question, like, were you forced to learn the instrument when you were a kid?
Not really. We actually had to force our way into learning the music. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wasn't. I don't know about these guys.
Naveed actually might have sort of an experience that way. Were you like... Naveed is, just to mention, well, he's.
Yeah.
We're lucky to have Naveed in our show,
yeah.
And as well as Puya as our guest performers. And he's our second vocalist. RF is our main vocalist. And we're Puya and Naveed, we're lucky to have Naveed on oud for our bass instrument. But yeah, go on, Naveed, sorry.
I grew up in Canada. These guys are all from Iran, but I grew up here, and my dad's side of the family is all Canadian, so I never, came from that culture. But my mom's side was pretty strong, and the culture just really got to me, and I got interested in this music from a young age. So at first, I was never forced to play this type of music, but eventually I had to, in order to get past a certain level, to get past the culture that I've been growing up in, I had to force myself, and people had to encourage me to play more, because it's really hard to get into it. But I think some people start, they get forced to do it, others don't. They kind of gravitate to it.
That's so cool. Yeah, pure love to the music.
So exactly. Did you have a hard time finding your oud?
Oh, yeah. I had a lot of struggles to find this. The first time I heard this was on Microsoft Encarta 97. If you guys remember that computer program coming out, there's a short 30-second clip of oud in that, and that's what I heard oud, and that's where I fell in love with oud.
Nice.
All the way back in 97.
What was the reference on Microsoft? What?
Microsoft Encarta Encyclopedia. It came with every computer back then, and that's where I learned of the oud, and that's how it. That's how the love of it started, through that small 30-second clip.
Beautiful. I want to know also about these setars instead of sitars. You got setars.
Yeah.
What are, sounds like a sitar. What's the difference? I mean, I can see in this studio, but these things are a lot different shape than the Indian sitars I've seen. So.
This is actually a very, very, we get this a lot as sitar players, because when you have your instrument walking down the street, people ask you, hey, what kind of instrument is that? And then you go sitar, and then they go, oh, it's a very tiny one. And then you have to explain that, yeah, it's not to be confused with the Indian sitar. Actually, tar means string in Farsi, and se means three. So sitar has three strings. Well, technically four, but two of them are considered one.
Uh-huh.
However, sitar has, I think, 30 strings. So
yeah,
means 30 in Farsi. And I don't know if...
So exactly like, the names are related to the number of the strings.
Uh-huh.
And sitar meaning 30 strings. And sitar meaning three strings. And that's how but the shape and the mechanism and everything is totally different. And the music played with a sitar is mainly Indian music, right? They are sort of related in roots, but in
today's world, like, you know, the Persian music and Indian music, they have some common ground, but overall, they would consider it, like, you know, different musics, and they have their own specifications and everything. So, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, we should actually mention someone.
Yes, go ahead.
So the sitar that I am playing with, not the one that Payman
is different. I wanted to talk about that.
However, for the show, for the upcoming show, both our sitars are actually made in Vancouver, 100%.
By who?
Yeah, by a gentleman named Mohsen Behrad. He is a somewhat of a very genius.
Oh, yeah. can you say his name again?
Mohsen Behrad.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're out there listening.
Yeah, yeah. Everything, like the one that I'm holding right now, is 100% made in Vancouver, Canada.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
He has a real nice workshop.
And this other sitar over here, are you able to adjust your frets for the tuning? I mean,
yeah,
they look like they're adjustable frets. I've never
exactly
seen adjustable frets on an instrument.
These are adjustable frets, and like you're required actually to change them every, like, you know, year or couple years because they go loose. So these ones, yeah, they are adjustable because in Persian music, it's a, I'll call it a weird thing. It's not like standard tuning as Western, like, you know, music. Like, you have to, compared to, like, its scale you play in, like, you know, let's say, for example, like, our tuning in Nashur, which is a scale of Persian music, or compared to Mahur, which is, like, you know, sort of closer to a major scale in Western music. These are all different. So depending on what you play, you actually have to do the proper tuning, including the moving the frets and everything. So that's little trick, sort of.
It's totally fascinating. It looks like that there's actually guitar strings wrapped around the neck of your instrument. Is that making the frets?
No. Well, the one that Hussein has, these are nylons, basically. They are like plastic frets. And these ones are not plastic. What are these made of? Like,
they're made of intestine.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's you asked, you got it. So,
that's, yeah.
What was the name of the last song?
Oh,
the song that we
just played.
Yeah, well, the last song called Rastakhiz or...
Resurrection.
Yeah,
Resurrection.
That would be the proper translation of it. Yeah, and it's written by me. It's... yeah, and it's basically a five-year-old song. I wrote it before actually I even moved to Vancouver. It was this is like a result of a very intense practicing of 5 months, which like I came up with this song, and I mean it happened, like, you know, for me to like play it for Hussein, and he liked it a lot, and we decided actually to include it in our set list for the concert, and yeah.
Well, I just realized we're starting to run low, so why don't we listen to another one of your songs before we change up again?
Sure, yeah, sounds good. Let's do that.
What's the name of this song?
It's called Rubai.
Okay.
And that's written by Hussein. Thank you.
transition of the best of in Shabbat. زمین که حرامی سر مذهب ما، زمین که حرامی سر مذهب ما، تا صبح قدم خوش میام بیگ لب ما.
Thank you guys so much for coming in tonight.
Thank you very much for having us.
Absolutely. So what we're going to do right now is we're just going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with some more live music, okay?
And more medicine for you.
Absolutely. So...
Hi everyone, we're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy!
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
So we are back here at the Medicine Show.
On CITR, CITR.ca, 101.9 FM.
Go back on the air.
And we have
And
here.
Jason just barged right in.
I'm not a barger.
No, I know that. I just like, all of a sudden he came to
I want to send a message of hope to all the people in Nepal. God bless everybody.
Yeah.
And we're here with King Ed. What up?
Yep.
So,
with King Ed as well.
What up?
And,
good to see you, King Ed.
Thanks for having us, as always.
Absolutely. So thank everybody for coming in tonight. Thank the creator. Thank Diba Ensemble with Mohammed Sayedi, Aref.
They were great.
Boland Nazar, Puya Motamedi, Navid Goldrick, Payman Roe Hande, and Hossein Maimani. And they brought their friend in Mao on the camera. King Ed with Ty Flamenc on percussion. Mayo Tabo? And guitar, and Emmanuel Fonseca.
We're going to overtime. On piano. Ah!
Thanks, everybody. King Ed's going to take us out on a last song. Anybody got any last words?
Well, no, thanks to you guys for putting on a really beautiful program. Just really digging it and dig what you guys do here. Yeah. If any of you guys can hear us in the break room, I think you left a cell phone in here. But otherwise,
we need the live broadcast.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise,
the Honda Civic parked.
Otherwise, thanks so much for having us, and we're gonna take you guys out with a little number called "Born Again."
I'd like to say hello to all my family, my mother, my grandson, and Merv, and everybody else. So thanks, everybody.
Late Night Show coming up next.
This is Born Again by King Ed.
Ready?
All ready.
These drying
Again,
thanks,
stay tuned.
Thank
you.
No,
thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Again, stay tuned for the late night show
with DJ Ray.
Oh yeah, here on CITR 101.9 FM and also online at CITR.ca.
Woo!
All righty, hey, let's get.
And we are going to drop the bass.
Drop
the bass.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Sweet.
We're still in the air.
We are. Hello. Hey.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thinkum Queen Ansem, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthasyakhuya, Talitin, Ho Musqueam, Mustayo.
Hey, pass me a kickstart.